That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
What are these people and who are they singing? Is the question that we ask.
Improvised musical podcast.
That's Jessica McKenna. This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got Scott Passarello, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
We got Dana Wickens on the stick ends, the boom in the other room.
Sam Bam episode, welcome, here you go.
What does that mean? It means we just sort of hang out and do musicals.
Oh!
Our brains are melty because we just did the Spider-Man therapy episode.
I feel like, yeah, does everyone know that we do these as a double?
By the way,
we do these as a double.
And if you haven't listened to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, boy, do I have a place for you to start. Episode 4.
Yeah. If you've been skipping those, good on you. Fair enough.
Do whatever you want. Bunch of fun. They're not really linear. And I would highly recommend checking out Spider-Man Goes to Therapy. Crack, boom.
We had a nice time.
We had a good time. But as a result of that nice time, our brains are mush.
We were a little bit like actually trying to, I feel like we were actually putting those characters in therapy.
We went to improv therapy, not as us, but like we were like, we did fake therapy for a bit.
Okay, but hey everybody, you're on mics.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
That episode, I thought mistakenly that we were done, like we actually ended it. And then we were going into this, which is why I started playing like a really silly upbeat song in the break.
When we were back in.
Yeah. Not quite.
Man,
the drama of Marvel.
Yeah.
The freedom of our episode to be only 26 minutes long.
My goodness.
What would we do with the rest of our day?
I don't know.
It'd be the same.
Yeah.
Oh, and this TikTok generation. We could do like 3 seconds long episodes.
We should have a TikTok probably, but none of us are going to run it. Let's be absolutely real about that.
I have to keep that universe at 1,000 feet away from me because I will lose all time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's such a good, it's become like my entertainment just to like scroll through.
Right. If there's an algorithm that just gives me cats sneaking up on people, I will never get a single thing done.
I just know myself enough to know this will not end well. So, you know, I appreciate it though. The like best ofs that make it to me from other forums.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's great. Yeah.
I follow this one guy that Brett sent me. It's the guy that composes for animals. He does just compositions of animals doing stuff. I'm going to find it to shout him out.
That's so good.
These are technically collaborations.
He underscores animal sounds.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hot collabs. That is something I really like about TikTok is how collaborative it can be, where it's like, sing with me. Add this to my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That part's fun and cool.
Jazz talk is like insane. Like the collabs on jazz talk are so good.
What is jazz talk?
It's just like all musicians, someone will start, you know, like literally it's like Off Book, but just like TikTok style, where, you know, it'll be like a Scott of TikTok playing piano and then a Brett of TikTok just doing a duet.
Trying to keep up with the Scott.
Three musicians
I like,
in my life.
I like the alternate universe versions of us. Jazz Talk to Me sounded like a reoccurring sketch from SNL from the mid-90s that would star Tim Meadows.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's so good. But it's like people collab and then it's like a full song, like a full... You know, like jam, yeah, like
a jam.
Can I
improv?
Can I also say Tim Meadows? He's a sexy man.
Okay,
ooh.
You can say that.
Yeah, I feel like he has a. I'll tell you when it clicked for me.
Maybe Halloween.
Well, you know I love Hubie Halloween. It really clicked for me in Mean Girls when he takes off his shirt at one point and is in just like a tank top and is like he like breaks the fire. He like makes the fire drill go off and I'm like, man, Tim Meadows,
you can get it.
He's got a little,
for sure.
Something.
He's got a little something. He's got a little spark. He's got a little spirit that makes me say, hark. Tim Meadows is sexy. Tim Meadows is fine. Tim Meadows can get some of mine.
The audacity to be funny as well. Goddamn Tim Meadows. Tim Meadows, what the hell are you doing to me?
You ain't supposed to be both things. You ain't supposed to be both. You can't be that sexy and also hilarious. Can't be that sexy and also hilarious.
Tim Meadows is fine. Tim Meadows is sexy. Tim Meadows can get it from me. I was walking in the mall trying to buy a shirt, but I got too distracted by the idea of Tim Meadows and he decided to flirt. I'm at the food court trying to get Chipotle, and then Tim Meadows thought to like what I pay. I'm sexy and fine and look at my body. Tomatoes can get here.
I think I got to meet him once at like a DCM and I was like, man, this guy is like, he's fine as hell.
Probably even sexier in person, right?
He is.
There's a lot of guys that Instagram will tell you, but it just like, it sort of sneaks up on you. Like I would have told you that Andy Samberg is like handsome.
Handsome.
But then when you see him in person, it's like, oh no, you have like star quality.
Yeah.
There's something about
that
you
jaw.
That is, yeah.
Beautiful skin.
Also got very strong.
He got strong?
Yeah.
Like I think
around the time of...
Pop star. Yeah, he's strong.
He's strong.
Strong boy.
Good fashion sense. Great skin.
Strong boy.
Great sneakers.
Kind.
We love him.
Great smile.
Wow.
Really down to earth.
He really does have a great smile.
You can tell that we're a fan.
We love him.
I have a hot take if we're talking about like hot, funny, or like... combos.
Okay.
I want a theory.
Look at Brad's face.
Okay, wait, no. Okay.
Here's this guy, and he's a guitar player.
And he's
really hot. But also, he's funny.
Oh my gosh. No, go ahead, Dana.
His name's Slash.
Yeah.
Okay. I have had like obviously a celeb crush on Paul Rudd.
Sure.
Okay? obviously. Yeah, not even a question. But
like pre Ant-Man, Paul.
Not babe. And that's the thing.
He's straight babing for years.
He's a babe. He doesn't age, and now he's a babe with like a Marvel trainer.
Yeah,
yeah.
But actually, here's the thing that's weird: is that like I've always been like, oh yeah, like Paul Rudd. Like I would like marry Paul Rudd. But then I really thought deeply about it, and I don't think that he's like a sexual being. Does this make sense? Like I feel like that he's like safe and sweet and funny, and like he's super attractive and does not age. But I'm like, do I want to like bone this person? Like, could he actually like, could I actually like do this? Like, would he execute that?
Like, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Would he execute on that?
But can he execute?
Plan.
He's hot. But can he execute?
1, 2, 3 Parts of the plan. 9 to find out, can I have sex with this man?
This is the plan. To make a plan to bang a sexy man. Make a plan. You need a plan to bang a sexy man.
Step 1, find the man that I think is sexy to me. Step 2, get in a place where we can comfortably take off our clothes and to each other. Make a little love as we smash into one another.
You need a plan. Without a plan, things will all go to hell. If you want to bang a sexy man, a plan will do you well.
You need a plan, you need a plan, the plan will go to heck. You need a plan, another step is to kiss you on the neck.
Make a plan to bang a sexy man.
Make a plan.
Make a plan.
Make a plan.
Make a plan to bang a sexy man. Make a sexy man. You wanna bang a plan. If you wanna bang a sexy man, you have to make a plan. Step 1, the clothes that you wear must be the sort of ones that will attract a sexy man's stare.
Step 2, make sure the lighting is good and that you have a good place, and you should say, hey, this is a bed and it has some feathers. Perhaps we could lay down and stroke each other. Together we'll make some kisses in the night. Does this sound good? Does this sound all right?
Make a plan. To bang a sexy man.
Make a plan. Make a plan. Make a plan.
To make a plan.
Make a plan.
To bang a sexy man. Make a plan. Make a plan.
Oh no. What to do? You have the sexy man, but the plan he cannot execute. You thought the man was sexy and timeless too, but now you got down to it and he cannot execute.
You accidentally mistook a handsome man for a sexy man. The two are not the same, and now you need to understand that if a man is handsome, if a man is cute, it doesn't mean that he is sexy if he can't execute. Make a plan. Tell a handsome from a sexy man.
Make a plan, make a plan.
Now 60 men are busy, then the schedule gets full. Make sure that you are scheduling the sexy man pull.
Maybe he is cute, maybe he feels safe, and he tries to execute, but it's just not great. It's like fine and it works and it's technically there, but you're like, huh, I couldn't have guessed this from your hair.
Now, let's all say something else as well. Paul Rudd may have a side where he unleashes hell. It's not his public-facing persona, nope, but he definitely can fuck, and that you know. You might not know unless you're fucking Paul Rudd.
Yes, you might not know unless you're fucking Paul Rudd.
If a Paul Rudd fucks in a forest and no one is there to know if he fucks, he's just a handsy man, a friend's a plan. You bang a sexy man.
Make a plan, make a plan, make a
you
plan.
You have to make a plan.
Make a plan.
Make a plan.
Make a plan.
Make a sexy man. Because we plan.
Because we plan. Oh, boy. Oh, man. I see what you're saying, Dana, but that is, I think, a hot take.
I stand by it. I've said this for, like, years and years.
There are some, I mean, like, I think it's so tricky, right? Because Paul Rudd has Paul Rudd brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, plenty of people come off as not necessarily. They're not oozing sexual charisma.
Correct. It's not like.
I'm sorry. The use of the word oozing there.
It is loaded for sure.
I'm so sorry. I do apologize.
I don't know how to like describe it. It's like, I think it might be like like Ken doll syndrome a little bit.
I know what you mean. He also he does some roles that are like doofy in a way that that's the point of the comedy, like him in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, right?
Yeah.
Like he is both attractive and not sexual in that part.
Yeah.
But I think that's, I mean, like, that's just the roles he plays, right?
It's just the role he plays.
That's when you're in the room with Paul Rudd and the lights are low, I think Paul Rudd fucks.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Dana.
I'm sure
not
it's
as
true.
Safe as you think.
I don't know how to describe
think
it. I
Paul
just
Rudd is sending them back with his handprint on their ass cheeks.
Oh,
the girls
would
say. Zach! I don't know if it's true. I think it'd be like, this is a nice 7 minutes.
Wow.
I feel bad for Paul Rudd now. He's listening.
I really would. Slander is wild.
We won't stand for this. He's our Ant-Man and we love him.
Listen, there's a third Ant-Man in the Wasp movie.
What?
Who could know?
Oh, yeah. Wow. We're getting quantum, baby. We're getting quantum.
We're going into time probably or something again. Now,
oh my gosh.
Speaking of getting very, very small, we got to talk about my boy Mario.
What?
Now, some people think when Mario is big that he's on a mushroom and he's super big. I think that Mario's natural state is very small. And he only is normal when he eats the big mushroom.
Yeah.
Great.
I think you said the same.
I've said this before?
No, I think that's this. I think that's what you're saying. Like, I think you said the same thing twice, right? If you're like, some people think he's only big when he eats the mushroom.
I think his natural state is small. I think some people think that Mario walks around normal size and then he eats the mushroom and then he becomes real big. Uh-oh. I think scale wise, real big Mario is normal size Mario.
I see.
So do you just start the game malnourished?
Yeah,
you start the game as a problem, Mario.
It's like a survival game.
You're saying if I met Mario,
you'd be like, "Who's this shrunken man?
Who's this?
I need to get him a mushroom
man.
So he can be back to normal."
And then he would be my size once he had a mushroom.
Correct.
He wouldn't be like 8 feet tall when he had a mushroom
because he's going into pipes.
The thing is he's going into pipes.
Pipes are little.
Now I have no sense of scale of the Mushroom Kingdom at large.
It's tricky, right? Like, how big is a Koopa? Is it turtle size or is it dog size?
Right. And how big is Peach? Because even when Mario's little, he's still approximately the same size as Peach.
Is that right?
He comes up to at least Peach's shoulder.
That's little.
Well, I don't know.
Is Peach really tall?
Is Peach really tall?
Peach is taller than Mario.
Yes. Is a peach so tall, or is it a matter of scale? When Mario hops on a block, is it the same as jumping onto a whale? The castle looks like it is maybe two stories, which is smaller than the castles I know. Is Peach really tall? Is
Peach really tall? Or is Mario small? Is
In which case, Toad is like
really
very, very
small.
Who was this cat? Did we talk about the Mario movie last time we did Fan Band?
I don't think last time.
The original one or this new one?
We talked about the new one. Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay. Who's voicing Toad? I remember being excited for who is voicing Toad.
I don't remember.
Oh, well. Now, video games are fun.
Video games are fun. Video games are cool.
And we were doing a thing for a vocal warm-up that was fun. I don't know if it's a full episode or if it's a thing we try right now, we just do a little video game.
Okay, we are going to try it right now, but first we're going to take a quick break. Bye.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And maybe we didn't even take a break.
Maybe we didn't, because I actually think that this episode's got to be a little bit shorter.
So you think there's no break?
I think we might just put it in.
Hi.
Put it in where?
I don't know. In the middle of a song?
A break in the middle of a song?
In the middle of a song, yeah.
Wow. renegade move.
Now you know why we put a break in the middle of the song.
Or maybe it went right there.
Or maybe it went right there. And we'll never know. And Brett will never tell us.
And we'll never tell.
And he doesn't let us listen.
No,
he
no.
He came onto our pod apps and deleted off books, so we don't know what comes out anymore. He might just be releasing Man albums on our
I hope pod. So.
That's right. Yeah, brand new albums.
I hope come so. Out. That's my hope and my wish. Okay, so we did this thing as a vocal warm-up. And maybe this will be the whole second half, or maybe we'll abandon it. But we'll see.
Yep.
And it's just...
I want to play a video game real quick.
Okay,
do
great.
You have one that you want to play? We're in this big arcade. There's a bunch of them here.
Oh, yeah.
I have a quarter.
Oh, let's play this one.
Okay.
It's called The Trench Wizard.
All right. Here we go.
One second, because I actually need to find the sound. I did not necessarily...
Keep this, Brett. Keep this. There we go.
I love Trench Wizard.
Trench
Wizard in forever.
It's really hard, yeah. Apparently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, you play first, Zach.
Okay. Okay, character select. I'll take the sewer mage.
Oh, welcome to our small town. We've really been in terror.
Yep.
We are so glad, sewer mage, you are here. We need all your power and we need all your might. The citizens here are cloaked and in endless night.
All right, I'm gonna go pick up the soul. Let's see. Oh, okay, here's a villager I could talk to.
Hi. My name is Brax.
I need to lift endless
night. I'm a small boy.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Brax.
Hi, Brax. I need to lift endless night from this village.
I'm a small boy.
I'm a sewer wizard.
Hi, sewer mage. My name is Brax. And it's scary because it's been nighttime. It's been nighttime since I was 4.
Oh, there he goes. I'm following him.
And this is where I hide.
Okay.
This is the tree where I hide.
It'll probably be a cutscene. He's going
this
up the tree.
This is the tree where I hide.
Yep, a monster's coming out
do
now.
Do you want to see this tree?
Nope. You can go up the tree. I'm going to stay down.
I'm going to go up this tree.
Oh, he really wants me to go up the tree. Okay, I'll go up the tree.
Oh, wow. We're in luck. This is a special acorn. It'll help you see in the night. Would you like this acorn?
Wait a minute. This acorn solves the...
It'll help you see in the night.
Okay, you don't want it?
Well, can I have it?
Yeah, I'll give acorn to the boy.
Wow, now I can see in the night, but there's still endless night. Problem not solved.
This is a tree, right?
This is a tree.
I'm going to find another acorn in this tree, I assume.
This is a tree. There's my name is Brax.
One
I'm a small
acorn
boy.
In this tree?
Thanks for giving me the acorn.
Oh my God.
Zach, I think you maybe already... failed at this level. Yeah, should I try?
You want to try one?
Yeah, I'll try.
Great.
Okay.
Welcome, Sewer Wizard. Oh, sorry. You want a character select?
Yeah, I'm going to be... Okay, I'm going to choose Rebellious Scribe.
Okay.
And I'm going to skip the brat.
You have a different opening cutscene.
Yeah. Okay.
Your way of doing paperwork is too avant-garde for this kingdom.
Oh, cool.
Henceforth, you shall be banished from me, the king.
Banished.
Banished to the town of Endless Night.
Oh, well, I guess we're both going to end up at the same place. That's fun that they gave me a little bit of backstory.
Yeah, it's different. You're like getting banished for as a rebellious scribe. Hi, I'm Brax.
Okay. Will you show me the tree? I'm going to follow him.
I'm Brax. This is the tree where I hide.
I'm following him out the tree, and I will take that acorn. Thank you.
I can't give you this.
Oh, shoot.
This is for a hero.
Oh.
There's magic. Do you do magic?
No, I picked scribe, damn it.
Do you want to steal the acorn from the boy?
Well, I feel like if I steal... Yeah, okay, yes.
Hey! Oh, you're in combat with the boy now.
Oh, man, I didn't want to fight the boy.
Boy uses stick.
Oh, I guess I have a quill. I picked a really terrible character.
No, he's small. I think you're going to be okay.
Quill.
You've defeated the boy.
Oof. Okay. I got this acorn. No, I can see at night, but that didn't solve the issue of Endless Night. Okay, let me just go over here and... Oh.
Welcome to my item shop.
Okay.
I'm Bronkman.
Okay.
Welcome to Bronkman's Baked Goods.
Oh, so
I sell a muffin.
Well, I don't think I want a muffin.
Would you like a muffin?
Zach, do you think I should get a muffin?
Is it like a plot point?
I don't know. I feel like I needed to pick a magical character.
Look at the item stats on the muffin.
Okay.
What's it say?
It says health points 5.
Okay, it looks like it's just a healing muffin.
Okay, I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take one muffin.
Help, my muffin's being stolen.
No, did I pick like a villain? I feel like I shouldn't have picked Rebellious Scribe.
I am the town guard. Have you stolen a muffin?
Gosh, okay, run.
They arrowed you. This game is harder than I thought it would be.
I told you, Trench Wizard is famously hard.
Okay, I'm going to pick, this is fun. I'm going to pick Constant Gardener. I don't know what that means.
That's a good movie.
All right.
All right, yeah.
It's like just a guy with a shovel that he's sort of
Oh, you have a different opening cutscene.
Okay.
We'll miss you, Constant Gardener. Who will garden for us now?
I have to pick a response here.
Say goodbye to our princess, Rachel Weiss.
This is either kiss princess or leave without saying nothing.
You should kiss her. Yeah, Rachel Weiss is really pretty.
Kiss princess for sure.
And I shall give you one final power.
Nice.
The power to make muffins.
Okay.
Oh, weird. You're getting whomped immediately to that guy's bakery.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Broxton. Would you like to compete for best baker?
Oh, I'm a gardener, so I feel like I'm going to lose that, but I do have this power to make muffins. Yeah, it feels like that's what they want me to do. I will compete for best baker. Yes.
Make muffin.
Oh, it's a mini game. Cool.
Oh, great. good. Fast.
Is this a button masher? Yeah.
There's two.
Yes. Dunked on him. These are good.
You have defeated me. My dreams are dead.
Oh no. I inherited his plus one. You own a muffin shop now. Okay.
Cool, I guess. That they make help.
He just left? I wonder where... it doesn't matter. Oh, customers are coming in.
Greetings, my name's Brax. I'm a small boy. Can I have a muffin, please?
Yes. Here's one. Oh, he wants to trade the muffin. Oh, for the acorn. This is great. Great, yes. I will trade you one muffin for the acorn.
Okay, here you go. Wait, I am allergic to this muffin.
Oh no, he took a dagger out. Do you have to fight the small boy?
Fight!
I will give him the muffin. That should heal him, right?
No, he's allergic. Give him something else.
Oh, crap. Kill the boy with a muffin.
Oh no, who's at the door now? We are angry mob.
Oh no.
Why'd you kill small boy?
He came into a muffin shop. I feel like, escape out the back. Yes, please. I think I will.
I think we need to get to the top of this mountain. That's what's cloaking it in Endless Night.
Okay, that's
good. But wait, why would a trench be at the top of a mountain?
I don't know.
Like, is the trench wizard us or is the trench wizard the villain?
I always assumed it was us, but now since
but
trench
the,
wizard is not,
not
an available
option.
Character.
Yeah.
Oh, look, my shovel... This is part of the... It's like Zelda blocks. Like, there's part of the mountain you can break through.
Okay, great.
Here we go. Ooh, this is a dark cave. Oh, there's a bunch of bats in here. Is this a bat puzzle?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so...
Oh, it's just a sliding puzzle. Move this bat. Move this bat. And... Looks like I did it. And just... Oh, fell in a pitfall! All right, your turn. We got farther that time.
Yeah, that was good. Okay. Hey, look! We unlocked a new character.
Ooh.
Still not Trench Wizard, though.
No, it's Puzzle Bat.
Why would I want to be a Puzzle Bat?
I don't know. It might be fun, though.
Yeah, maybe it'll take us directly to that and we'll be able to skip over the town.
That would be good.
Okay. Yep. Puzzle Bat.
Yeah, there you are.
Oh, good.
Look, there's a gardener in there with a shovel trying to push you around.
Wait, what? Was the constant gardener bad?
In this version, I guess to the bats, the constant gardener is bad.
Okay, oh, look, I can fly up this lava tube.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, and...
Oh, wait, you can see in the dark.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, this is great. This is crazy. Is this one of those games where you need to play as a bunch of characters to see the mystery? Because you can see things as the puzzle bat that you couldn't see as the other characters.
Oh, yeah, look, I'm flying over the town, and that little kid Brax isn't a little kid at all.
He's the Trench Wizard! So I guess we actually did beat him a couple of times, but I guess... Oh, wait. No, he's just possessed by the Trench? Oh, yep. We just won Trench Wizard.
Oh. This is a great long credits.
Oh, Shigeru Miyamoto did the music. That's cool. It's a Square Enix collab? Well, thank you for letting us take this time on Off Book to play Trench Wizard. There's a machine next to a Trench Wizard 2 that we don't have time for today, but we'll probably check it out at some point.
Yeah, I guess like maybe just every once in a while we'll just play a different game in this arcade.
I wish you all could see this arcade. It's really cool. Brett spent a lot of time setting it up over quarantine.
Thank you, Brett.
Thank you, Brett.
No problem.
Guys, quarters, what was your favorite part of Trench Wizard?
The puzzle bat.
Definitely. Yeah. The shop.
Oh, the muffin.
The muffin. Shop, yeah, those are both good parts of Trench Wizard.
I like that it was not a muffins shop, just a muffin.
I love
muffin.
Trench Wizard. What? I can't wait for the Trench Wizard DLC where we get that new sort of Trench Wizard content that we all crave.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pay for it. I don't care.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess if you have other names of video games that are in this arcade, you can
send them to us at mailpersonstacy@gmail.com
or sign to the DMs on the Instagram, and maybe one day we'll go back to this arcade.
I tried to give you guys coins at some point, but you weren't taking them.
Yeah, well, oh, thank you. Sorry. Yeah, I didn't know what they led to, you know.
Trench Wizard is like King's Quest. You really got to pay attention. You can lose it all in a second.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
There's so many characters you can play.
Oh, boy. We do have fun. We should do another song, though, maybe.
Yeah, I think we got time for one.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we still have, a little bit more. Yeah, we got
We got a little more pod for you today.
I was going to say, Jess, I really appreciate that you repeated, like, a lot of the dialogue in the game, because it's one thing that I laugh when Brett plays games is that it always constantly repeats.
And I play
repeats.
Games, it's just constant repetition.
It's just like, sorry, that's not, sorry, that's not quite it. Oh, that's not it.
That's my personal experience. I've talked about this before. It's like the years I spent away from video games, I now have, like, no ability to play them anymore. It's just like...
You have dual joystick camera issues.
They've really launched beyond me.
You got to get on.
I think if it was something you were interested in, which I know you're not, but if it was, I think it's a wall you could break through.
Yeah.
But who has the time? The world is wide.
I could climb my own Trench Wizard. But like, do I need to? You know.
Yeah, I think that's a personal decision.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, play that. This is a song that I wrote. Thanks, Brett.
Wow.
Yeah. I taught Brett a song and it goes like this.
Zach, you're so good at writing songs. This song sounds like something I would play in my car when I was in high school, making me feel really deep.
Just wait until you hear the piano riff I wrote.
Ooh.
I taught it to Scott, he plays it good. But I wrote the riff and it goes like this.
gorgeous.
Just a kind of simple thing to go along with the guitar part I taught to Brett.
Can I say you are so talented, Zach? You're so talented. Thank you. You're talented. This is a beautiful song you wrote, and I hope you wrote more like this.
Oh, I sure did. I also wrote some drums.
There we
go. And I taught them to Dana. She plays them pretty good, but not as good as me.
I love when they come in. Good job teaching Dana these drums.
Thank you.
This is the type of song I would hum, and it would stick in my head.
What would you hum? Mm-hmm. Sing the part that I taught you to hum.
Ha ha ha.
You hum that part so beautifully that I taught you to hum. Thank you. Thank you, me and only me.
Wow. I'm really happy we put in all those rehearsals. It felt like we really landed.
Me too. People always accuse us of
being under-rehearsed and underprepared.
Being under-rehearsed, underprepared, or they're accusing us of not making it up and just rehearsing them. So I figured let's just rehearse one for once. Let's just write one. If they're going to accuse us of it,
we might as well just do
it. We might
it.
As well be the villain they think we are.
Yeah, that's right.
And I mean, since we got it on the first take, it's.
And we got on the first take because you all practiced the parts I wrote you so good.
Here's what I will say, if I could give one note.
Yeah, I'll take a note. I'm good at
the lyrics.
Yeah, what's was yeah.
The lyrics we say hum, but then I said ahs because they felt like they were more audible in the mix.
Yeah.
That was just like one little tweak is like we wrote it to be hummed, but then like where it was in my range, the hum was like not going to be that audible.
I don't love this note.
Okay, can you hear the note behind the note, which is like, I really love the song. I just want it to be as good as possible.
Yeah, I just don't like how you said there's a part about it that was not perfect.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know what?
And do you want to use that tone with me? Do you want to use,
sure you want to use that tone? Was that recorded or was that
know.
Before?
I think that was before.
That was before. that was just before. That was before. Okay, now we're gonna actually end the episode, but really quick, we're gonna end on a little bit of a song that I wrote.
I would love that.
It's really quick.
It's really good.
Go ahead, Brett.
What key is? Did you write it in?
I wrote it in E.
Okay.
He's so good at transposing on the fly because I already wrote this.
Right.
It's a good note. And I like that I gave it. It's a good note, and I think you should take it. And it's a fine tone, if that's how I want to say it. And it's a fine tone, and Brett, this is how we play it.
When you're singing a song, and you
it's a good time.
give it up for Brett on the fronts. I taught him the fronts, but they go like this, I bet. Song we wrote, we wrote the song, we're very, very rich. Free, free falling.
Oh, this song's really good and pretty, we wrote it.
Show's over now, the show's over now, the show's over now, the show's over, seriously, show's over. Shows over, opacolias.com. Shows over now, the show's 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 over.